It's 107.9 KBPI South. One of my favorite comedians. Well, he's on the phone right now. Sebastian Maniscalco. What's going on, man?
What is going on? It's nice to be working again, man. I'm 16 months inside, and it's good to be on the radio again, doing call-ins, performing live, just like everybody else. You know, I was inside and spending time with my family. I love my family, don't get me wrong, but man, is it nice to get out.
You know, those things that we used to think were a pain in the ass, now we're like, you know what? I don't mind that so much.
It's right. A new perspective, you know. Once it's taken away from you, you really begin to appreciate what you have. And the silver lining in all this was I did get to spend time with my kids who are 4 and 2 years old that I probably never would have had. But something about work, man. I don't know how people are unemployed and stay at home and do nothing. I mean, working definitely feeds the soul, and it's good to be out and coming to the Colorado area. I've never been to Vail before, so I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's a good time, man. Just be careful, because if you have a little too many drinks, it'll hit you right in the face. Sebastian Maniscalco right now on KBPI South. I was thinking about you not too long ago. I got recently divorced. I'm a little bit older. I'm not old, but I'm a little bit older than, you know, someone that you might go on a first date with. And my first thought, I was thinking about you in the back of my mind, because I was like, all right, buddy, you can do this. You can get yourself pumped up. You can be Superman. You can do anything that she asks you to do. And I was like, and then at the end of the day, I'm just like, yeah, that was a failure. I failed. I failed everybody.
Well, it's funny. You know, a guy. How long were you married?
I was married for 7 years.
Okay, 7 years. So, you know, coming back out on the scene again, it must be a little different just with all the dating websites and whatnot. I mean, I couldn't even imagine going out there in this day and age, going on Tinder or whatever site there is to go on dates. Are you doing old school where you're at the bar having a couple peanuts and you turn to the girl next to you, or are you diving into this dating site?
Well, the problem was then you had the pandemic, and so and you know, I'm used to lying face to face. I wasn't used to lying on my Tinder profile.
Yeah, that could be a problem. But man, it's all right. You'll find your way out there, I'm sure.
I found my way just fine. I will tell you a quick story. I got broke up with in text, and I didn't know I was dating. This girl writes me a text, and she says, "Hey, listen, it was fun, and I appreciate everything." I was like, "I don't know who this person is." And you know, back in the day, back in our day, quote, back in our day, you know, you at least had the conversation over a phone, or, you know, you would usually have it in like the parking lot of a Walgreens where one person was crying. Now I'm like, I don't even know who this person is. Sebastian Maniscalco right now on the phone. You've never been to Vail, but you've been to Red Rocks.
Well, I'm going to Red Rocks and for the first time, and I've come to Denver. I performed there. I started my career working in Denver at the Comedy Works, which is a fabulous club, and then moved up to some theaters in the area downtown. And then when I got the opportunity to do Red Rock, which is, you know, one of the most beautiful venues in the country, I was like, yeah, let's do that. And then Vail, Colorado, which is another place that I've been dying to go. I got a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old. I think I'm going to take them up there and enjoy some of the summer days up there. And Colorado's always been really, really good to me. And I can't wait for the show in August.
You know what? When you were coming up in the ranks in Colorado, did you think you were ever going to sell out Red Rocks in 5 minutes? Because that's what you did.
No. I got into this business to do stand-up comedy to pay my bills. There was never like a vision board I had where I got to do Red Rock or The Garden or United Center. It was none of that. It was just, I want to make people laugh for a living. And it grew to a place that I really never imagined. So, no, when I was doing the Comedy Works on a Wednesday night and there was 33 people in the audience, you know, you never think that you're going to even sell out a club, let alone the Red Rock. So, it's been crazy.
You know, was there a moment where you're like, you know what, I could actually do this for a living?
You know, listen, I came out here in 1998. I came out to Los Angeles, and I told myself it's comedy or bust. There was no plan B. I didn't give myself 5 or 10 years or anything like that. I said, you know, I'm gonna put my head down. I'm going to work at this as hard as I possibly can, because it's the only thing I really loved in my life is making people laugh, and I don't really look at it as a job. So I did a comedy club. I did bowling alleys. I did boxing rings. I did anything that they were doing stand-up, I was doing. And then gradually just developed a fan base, had some specials come out, and people kind of gravitated. It really changed for me when I started being personal in my comedy, talking about my family, my upbringing, my father. People really resonated with that. And it's been great.
Vail, August 15th. Tickets still available?
Yeah, no. Tickets are still available to the Vail, Colorado show.
They're not going to be for long, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I'm actually going to Vail in the winter for the first time as well to do some skiing. Now, I'm 48 years old, and I grew up in Chicago. The biggest hill we had is, you go up it and you're down in 10 seconds. So my wife took me 10 years ago to Park City, Utah, and, she thought I was Alberto Tomba, like you want to do a blue hill. I didn't even know what a blue hill was, and I was falling down the hill so violently other people were stopping going, are you okay? Like, it was one of those tumbles where the skis are off, the glove came on, everything was I look like I needed a stretcher to get off the hill. But we're gonna go skiing. My kids want to do it, so we'll see how that works.
It's bad when people stop and they go, are you really okay, are you sure? And you're like, yeah. And then they're like, are you sure you're sure? And you're like, no.
That was me.
No, I'm not. Sebastian Maniscalco, one of the hardest working, funniest guys you're going to see in comedy. And I appreciate you for jumping on the show, man. And let's sell this thing out.
Thank you, brother. Thanks for having me on. And we'll see you in Vail.
All right. I'll see you in Vail. Later, man.